Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dell Assistant Nation podcast. My name is Kevin Henry. Honored to be the host of this podcast and honored today to be joined by Linda Sherman, CDA, EFDA. Linda, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. Kevin, of course I am. It's so great to be here. And hello, everybody. I'm Linda Sherman. I'm a certified dental assistant and I get to practice in Ohio as an EFDA.
And that is very cool. And obviously, you are making a difference out there. And I want to talk to you about kind of your origin story and how you decided that you were going to make a difference, not only for our environment, but also to kind of, you know, make yourself known as that type of person out there as well.
You know, I've always had an entrepreneur spirit, I guess. So there has always been something in me that wanted to strive to, I don't know, be known. And I want to be a broadcast. I went to school for broadcast journalism. So like when I was younger, I don't know, like I want to be an on-air personality. So I think that now that you know me, it totally meshes, right? I wanted to be on air and I wanted to give a message. I don't know. I got into dentistry totally by, it found me. My next door neighbor was a dentist. He moved in next door. He was starting a dental practice and I started to work for him during my summertime, you know, between, you know, high school and college and, you know, during breaks and stuff, I started to work for him. And next thing I know, I just really enjoyed it, right? There's a passion behind it. So when you enjoy what you do, right, there's a cliche. When you enjoy what you do and you find a passion in it, you know, it's just something that you stick with. And I think that there's a purpose. I think that there's a higher power that directed me to it because every day, you know, every day I get to change people's lives, right? I'm very influential in that regard. I get to treat people like people. I get to make them comfortable and happy. And I found a wonderful niche. When it comes to the environment, I've always been entertained by the ocean. My mother traveled with us a lot. He and my grandfather, typical Ohioans, you know, they retire in Florida. It's so typical. If you're from, you know, this area, we always go to Florida. And that's where my grandfather retired. Yeah, we were always at the ocean and there's a love of nature. I lived out in the country. So again, there's a love of nature. And I've just realized that in dentistry, we are totally decaying out the planet, right? I say that we fight tooth decay every day, but we are decaying out the planet. And essentially, you're rotting out your bottom line. So as a dentist, you're rotting out your bottom line by overusing items and not understanding protocols. And there's so many wonderful ways that we can save teeth and save the planet and also make some money.
I love the fact that you're merging kind of your passions here. I mean, you're passionate about dentistry, but you're also passionate about making a difference out there, especially whenever it comes to the environment. So when did you kind of know that this was your calling? You know, you talked about that entrepreneur mindset. When did this really kick in that this is what Linda Sherman wanted to do moving forward?
Well, my love for dentistry definitely took some time to really fall in love with the passion of it because, you know, it fell into my lap and I wanted to go to school for something else. But, you know, I don't know. I just enjoyed making the money and I just started to work. I mean, that's kind of ultimately what happened. And I didn't love it at first. I was just young and it was a job, but there was just something in some moments that you realize that you're changing people's lives and I don't know. You just feel like there's a purpose. You mature in life, right? So I just matured and listened to myself and just found the joy, just found that joy. And there wasn't like an aha moment, you know, necessarily, but it did take a while to get my groove. That's for sure. I mean, it took a while to get my groove and find the right people to work for and realize, you know, again, I have a purpose here. And then when it came to throwing in my passion for sustainability, you know, I was looking for ways to get out of the operatory, right? We talk about being trapped in the op, and I had that entrepreneur spirit, and I was miserably comfortable working in a general dental practice, doing what I do love, which is filling teeth, but I'm working every day building somebody else's empire, right? I think we can all, you know, feel that, right? We feel that, and it's not a joy going to work, and I just knew that there's something bigger and better out there. I joined ADOM, and I know it's a non-clinical thing. It's an admin. I don't like being an admin, but I love what ADOM brought to the table. It introduced me to wonderful people that I networked with. I continue to network with. I think of who my friends are now. And it's amazing, right, Kevin? I mean, we have this mutual list. It's really amazing to see my friends being published in magazines, right? And they're like, they're so accomplished. I mean, we have really amazing friends and I'm part of it. Like, I mean, literally, this is they're good friends of mine. And it's amazing. But again, that's what ADOM did. I mean, getting involved in my, you know, organization, even here in Columbus, Ohio, just really being a part of that organization made that networking happen. And that's kind of how I want to get out of the operatory. I was trying to find, again, a way to maybe speak or consult and be something on my own. You know, as an assistant, you know, after we can talk about treatment planning and case presentation. But there's just something, I don't know. Well, I mean, I do know. I put a nonprofit together and then wanted to come up with a residual income that would help the nonprofit and be a good to the nonprofit. So I came up with Get Mouthy. And Get Mouthy is the sustainable chemical-free dental subscription box. And it's something, I know that that's, you know, multi-million dollar idea. I think we all need to be conscientious about the planet. You know, the toothpaste that we're using is full of chemicals. Your floss is full of chemicals. It's getting into your body, into your bloodstream. And those toothpaste tubes can't be recycled, right? Like, everything's just being thrown into the garbage. When I'm thinking about putting this dental box together, I had this aha moment, you would say, about everything being plastic and all this dental stuff just literally being thrown into the garbage. I've estimated there's like 1.2 trillion single-use toothbrushes, they're all single-use toothbrushes, here on Earth. And it just continues to multiply every single year because there's a billion of us here. And I just didn't want to be part of that. You know, there is a way that we can brush our teeth and we can do it in an eco-friendly way where we're not throwing stuff into the garbage that ultimately lands itself into the ocean. And what we really should care about is the ocean. I mean, out of all things in this world, we have to have a healthy ocean. And without a healthy ocean, we don't have a healthy Earth. And you know what? I work in dentistry, and this is where my niche is. You know what? I'm watching these barriers being utilized, and we don't need barriers. They're not mandated by OSHA. Everybody comes out. I mean, they're like, oh, but it's OSHA. No, it's not. OSHA is for the employee, for one. Has nothing to do with it, like that kind of stuff in the office. But you don't need a chair cover. Get rid of your freaking chair covers. They cost on average 13 cents each. People are walking around, and they're on flights, and they're at restaurants. You're eating off of different utensils. I mean, you're in the movie theaters. I mean, whatever that is, you don't need a freaking chair cover. And we take them off and wipe them down anyhow. But the chair cover alone, like, it just really bothered me. And I'm like, I got to clean up dentistry. I got to clean up dentistry when I'm on this mission. So I got this nonprofit, and I'm trying to find this a way to help out the nonprofit. So I come up with Get Mouthy, which is this subscription box. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it, of course, as an e-commerce business directed to the consumer. And then I went to EcoSmiles Dentistry, which is, let's take it into dentistry now. You know, I would love for everybody to have the goodness of your heart. If you're listening to this, please just have the goodness of your heart. You know, let's learn some eco-friendly ways. But I know if you're a dentist, you're really thinking about your bottom line. You're thinking about how can it be profitable? And because otherwise, you know, you're not, you know, you could care less, right? You don't want to be bothered by it. And if you're really a staff member, a team member, think about the more profitable a business is. Then they can pay you more. We all want to get paid more by the hour. We don't understand the numbers, but essentially, when the business brings in more money, more profit, then you can get more instruments and things like that. So there's a way to be sustainable in a dental office. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go for this because nobody's really talking about it. Somebody needs to talk about it. We need to protect our oceans. I want to swim in an ocean without a bunch of junk. And I want the oceans to be here. So here I am.
And that's fantastic because I will tell you, my wife's from Seattle. The ocean is in her blood. You know, anytime she's near water, she's happy. So I get there's a lot of people like that out there. But I love, you know, whenever you and I first talked, the thing that I loved about you, not only is your spirit and your passion, but also you found something that bothered you and you came up with a solution to actually try to make a difference with it rather than going, gosh, wouldn't it be cool? I mean, I love the fact that you actually dove in and said, here's something that bothers me. How can I fix it? And I think that's fantastic.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what? It's not easy. Kevin, and thanks for recognizing. You know, I'm 50. You know, I am not in this realm of technology. You know, well, we took typing classes in high school. Like, that's where we are. We're note-taking. It's really crazy. So, but, you know, truly, I built my own website. You know, my own Shopify. I've done that myself. I have, you know, my own for Linda Sherman. I've done that myself, too. I've submitted for my own trademarks. You know, I've done that, too. You know, my nonprofit, you know, I filed for the 501(c). So everything is achievable. You know, like, Maria Florio, is that her name, Marie Florio? She always says things are figure outable. And I'm telling you, I'm not a techie person, but I love YouTube. Thank goodness for YouTube. I get on there and it walks me through. But absolutely, you know, as an EFTA, you know, it's a trade school kind of education, right? Like, I did go to college, but I didn't finish the college. I became one, but I learned it was an entry level job as a dental assistant. I just, you know what, I took the opportunity to work my way up and still find it, you know, to release that entrepreneur spirit that I have. And like you said, I found something that I'm really passionate about because I think we can all talk forever about things that we're passionate about. And that's how we should lead our life. I mean, if it's given to you as a gift and it's what's in your heart, you know, we should expand on it. And those opportunities are there if you look hard enough. And it's not hard. I mean, it is hard. It's really hard, but it's there.
It's hard to take the action sometimes and think you've got the time to do it. And I know, you know, not only do you have Get Mouthy, but you also have Doc, you know, and I know that that's something that's very important to you as well. So tell us a little bit about Doc and kind of the genesis behind that, if that's all right.
Well, if it's the Doc Project, which would be the nonprofit organization, if that's what we're referring to. Yeah. So it's the dental oral care projects. I have it the doc project for sure. And that's where it started. You know, in dentistry, I worked with in pediatrics, and I'm on the restorative end. I'm on the restorative end where children are being papoosed, and you're doing complete rehab on a 2-year-old. And it is awful to watch, just awful to watch. And that's where I decided to come up with this nonprofit, because we know that tooth decay is 100% preventable, and it's still the leading cause of childhood illness. 51 million school hours, are lost every year. Children need to be in school. They need to be healthy, and they need to be focused. And we complain about tooth decay being problematic systemically. Well, it all starts at birth. So here I decided I want to inspire the world to live dental disease free, starting at birth. And I started the nonprofit organization, and which is wonderful. But I did start it literally when the entire world is closing down in 2020. I mean, I got my tax exempt the same exact month, literally it was in the same week. And also, I kind of thought it'd be easy with my gift of gab to make a nonprofit profitable. It's not. It's a lot of hard work, and I thought, I'm going to lobby for the medical world to adapt, hygiene checks, our prenatal check, whatever, checks early on, and give them my own script. And it's definitely much harder to run a nonprofit and even just to be able to pay yourself even a little bit or even a team, right? It truly is volunteer work. But that's always where my passion is. My passion really is getting these children out of the dental chair. They don't belong in there. They just don't belong going through any of that dental discomfort. I mean, numbing them up is just horrible. I mean, they're out of their comfort zone. You can't soothe them. You can't comfort them. They don't understand consequences. You can't convince them that it's not going to hurt anymore. Like, you just can't. They're too young to understand that, and they just don't deserve it. And that's where that came from. I mean, someone needs to make a change. I know there's several of us out there making a change, but I mean, it's simple. I mean, it really is simple. This is not rocket science. I mean, I don't know why we can't educate appropriately, that it really is just basically brush your freaking teeth every day. You have to do it every single day. You can't get away from it. And don't sip and don't snack. I mean, we're losing the message somewhere. It's those three easy things. And that's kind of what I want to spread the message for.
And I love that. And I obviously absolutely want to help you spread that message. But I also want to make sure, the biggest reason I wanted to have you on today was the fact that I kind of see you as that example of an assistant who, you're stepping out of the op. Like you said, there are things that you're passionate about that you're chasing, and you're making a reality. So I think that this is a great example to all assistants out there of someone who saw an issue, went for it head first. But like you said, there's been a lot of learning on your own. This isn't like it's a meteoric rise. This is something where it's step by step to make these visions that you have become a reality.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. One thing I've learned in life is we all need good coaches and good mentors. I had a wonderful mother, an absolutely wonderful mother, but she was a blue-collared worker, and that was the mindset of generations, right? And going to college or advancing your education, I mean, no big deal, right? And my father, he liked alcohol better than he did anybody else. So that was his own problem. But I mean, I'm just saying, there's no mentorship. I mean, so 100% anybody listening, I mean, it is achievable. I had no guidance. I'm totally winging it. I was lost early, in my career or in life, not knowing where the direction, but I just wanted some success. I knew that I was an independent, a strong woman, and I knew I wanted certain successes, but I had nobody to help me. Even guidance counselors at school are a joke, right? But here comes this neighbor. And I found this awesome career that I really enjoyed, but I did recognize early on it's an entry-level job. And in order to have successes in what I do, I have choices, and it's slow. I'm 50. I mean, I got into this in 1992, so it's been 32 years. It's a slow progress to get to this point. So work at your own pace. Anybody work at your own pace. I mean, however that it is, but absolutely. I've done everything myself, and I've done that with also raising a young child. My daughter's 11, so I've gone through the COVID phase where I've had to grow these businesses and work these businesses and work a job and also homeschool a child, but I'm not a freaking teacher. And I have a husband. We have a relationship where, I mean, we've been together for a long time, and you still share house chores and everything else. So again, as a female, here I am still raising a young child, doing it during this whole pandemic, BS that we had to go through. And then I got the husband that used to have house chores, to do. And I got to work, and I'm building an empire. And just to lose sight of your goals. You know what? We've all probably seen those memes come around that Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders or whatever, he was in his 50s, or Martha Stewart was in her 40s and 50s. It's really amazing when you see that success does come to you if you keep dreaming, and eventually it'll come. If it's in your 40s and 50s, I've learned that, hopefully I'll live until I'm 90, and I still have a good 40 years, and 40 years is a lot of freaking years. I'm still going to hustle one day. One of these days, I'm going to get the pool in my backyard. I just am. I know I am.
Oh, I love that. And I love, again, that you're making a difference out there. So I want to make sure, tell our viewers how they can learn more about what you're doing. And also, you know, there may be some assistants out there who want to pick your brain a little bit about, you know, how you did this and maybe get some inspiration for themselves. So how's a good way to find you and reach out to you?
I think the easiest way is just one website, which is mine. It can take you in any other direction, whether it's the nonprofit, Give Mouthy, the Ego Smiles, or just a simple contact. But it's Linda Sherman. I am Linda with the Y. So it's L-Y-N-D-A Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. So lindasherman.com. Just get in there. Just hop on there. There's a contact button if you want to send me an email. If you want to check out anything else that I'm up to, it's all available as well. And you know, we stalk people on social media. It's probably not hard to find Linda with the Y. So, you know, stalk me all you want.
And we'll make sure that the website, all that good stuff is in the show notes for this podcast as well. So, Linda, thanks so much for some time today. I know you are super busy changing the world, but I really appreciate you coming on the Dental Assistant Nation podcast.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you do for the industry as well, Kevin. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you listening to this episode. Hey, we're here to inspire you, and we love guests who come on that do just that, just like Linda. So make sure, absolutely, reach out if you have any questions, and make sure that you follow us so that you can get first access to the next episode of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast.